when you are breaking the habit of people-pleasing, as women are doing now, you will find that there can be some confusion about that. Because a really wonderful and very spiritual thing is to understand the impact of what you are doing or bringing on other people. It is part of your learning. So that is a good thing to know. But the knowing about it and then taking on responsibility for the other person's reaction, those are two different things. And how does that work? Well, let us say that you are in a situation and no matter what you say, it seems to be taken in the wrong way. And you find yourself then moving into a place of panic. And this is a common thing that happens particularly to women. But and the more you panic, the more your energy leaves you, and the more you are trying to find the right thing to say so that the person on the other end will understand you, understand what you are trying to say or do. And once you are caught in that maelstrom of energy, it is very difficult to get back into your own center and to listen to yourself. So what we want you to begin to experiment with is the balanced telling of the truth in a situation, observing where that truth goes, but staying in yourself after you have told that truth. Now, we want to say that again. So that would be you move into a situation and you are communicating a truth in a reasonable way. And it is your truth and you have the right to it. And out here, there is either criticism or someone saying, I do not understand, or why would you do that, or challenge, or attitude, or whatever it is might be happening. Now, you see, at that point, panic will set in. Now, panic has at least two voices. One of the voices is the people-pleasing voice. The other voice of panic is the voice of anger. And it is not to say that we will not all encounter all of this, but if we could recognize this, if we could know this, and we could say, this is what I feel, but I am not going to send my energy out into the blue because my responsibility is speaking what I know to be true in a reasonable and balanced way. I can observe what you are doing with it, but I cannot change what you are doing with it. This is a very powerful position. And when you can move into this pattern and hold it, you will find, ironically, that much of your life becomes easier because you are holding your truth. You are not trying to maladapt your truth to make someone else feel good or feel better or feel whatever it is. Now, the statement of your truth does not mean that you are being a bully. And it does not mean that you will not listen to something that is reasonable or helpful. But it does mean that all of that will happen from the inside of you, not from the outside. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe deeply and easily. Feel the blue of peace come around you. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Become aware of your heart center, of the beauty of it. See how it is growing and expanding. See how everything you encounter and meet with love for yourself makes your garden grow. And see that there is water running in your garden. And go to that water and refresh yourself. And if you're drawn, rest in the water and let the water wash away anything that might have caught in your field that you want to leave your life. And feel it rain in the garden that is your heart. And let that rain nourish what is growing inside of you, what is growing and strengthening and creating. And let the rain wash away any old limitations you might be holding in your heart. Let that rain wash it away. Now feel the sun shining and feel the golden light bringing you strength for your heart and wisdom and love. The sun that shines from the universe into your heart, making you whole. Opening your crown, feel the golden light flow into your body, easing your thoughts, turning away the thoughts that might not respect your truth or your process. Feel the golden light flow into your throat, so that what you say to yourself is respectful of you. And what you know and who you are. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the solar plexus. And feel the golden light displace any emotions that have been with you longer than you want them to be. Let them go so that you can breathe and be light and move forward in a loving place with yourself. Feel the flow of golden light into the second center. And let that golden light displace any judgment or shame that might be caught there. From patriarchal times, from old times, from old home times. Feel the golden light stronger than the shadow, moving all of that out of your body. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the root. And feel the golden light make the root the center of the patterning and creation of your life. Make it strong. Feel it becoming formed and wise. And feel the energy of the earth come up to support it. And the energy of the universe come down through your body to bless it. And breathe. And move your attention into your heart center. And see that a gift has been left there for you. Rest the mind. Know the gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.